بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد Yesterday we began a discussion in regards to the qualities of a Muslim businessman. That what are the qualities that is desirable by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a businessman, in a trader, or be the professional also. He has Iman, he has Islam, he is a Muslim. And how he can use his avenue, his skills, whether it be his business profession, for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As we mentioned, the goal is Akhirat, the goal is Jannah. That you will get to Jannah without going via Jahannam. What do you call a direct ticket? Nobody wants to go via. Although sometime in dunya it's cheaper, but in Akhirat, it will cost too much. Allah Ta'ala save us. Hamad bin Zaid Rahmatullah Ali said, no businessman will become poor unless he falls into one of these vices. That no businessman will become poor. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will continuously bless him with halal sustenance. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala will grant him barakah and sukoon, peace of mind and peace of heart, contentment. As long as he does not fall into one of these following vices and sins. The first one we discussed yesterday is futilities. That a person gets involved in futile actions, futile acts, futile avenues, and the wealth Allah Ta'ala has given him is then used in futilities, which we call layani. Those things that have no connection with Akhirat. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we mentioned yesterday, from the beauty of a man's Islam, is that he shuns, he abandons, he leaves out those things that do not concern him. There is no benefit for him in the Akhirat. So he avoids those things completely and he keeps himself focused like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They say that the highest category of insan are those that have the qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the quality they had is that they were rijal. They were real men. Quran calls them rijal. لَا تُلِّهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بِعُنَا ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. This is the highest form of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala explains in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the tijaratu wala bi'un, be it business, trade, commerce, buying and selling, did not make them oblivious, did not make them negligent and unmindful of establishing salah and paying the zakah and the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and dhikrillah wa iqam salah. That although they were in the businesses, their hands were busy in trade, in buying and selling, but their hearts were busy in the remembrance of Allah. They did not become ghafil and mindful of the goal. The goal was there. Here ulama explained this is the highest form of dhikr of Allah. That when it came to futilities and layani, they didn't get involved in those things. Their nazar and their gaze was on akhirat all the time and their aman. So a person avoids futility, which is a vice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with plenty of halal sustenance. The second is lies, speaking lies, al-kadhib, to lie. Especially when it comes to business and trade, where it's becoming norm right now. Whether it's in regards to a person, the goods, what's the cost price, selling price, this is my cost. But it's not his cost price. That's a lie. There's no barakat in that transaction. Whatever it may be, person renting out a house, he says everything is up to date, it's 100%. But when the tenant walks in there, then he sees, but this wasn't done, that wasn't done. Then the contract wasn't correct also. So speaking of lies, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that a person speaks the truth, this truth that he speaks yunji will save him from the fire of Jahannam and calamities in this worldly life. Wal kadhiba yuhlik, speaking lies will destroy a person. It will destroy him. To the extent that it will become a habit, and people will begin to call him a liar also. Be careful, don't do business with him. He tells you 30 days, 90 days, I'll pay, but he's a liar, you know it's not true. Then in the marketplace also, he's recognized as a liar. And finally, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said more or less that the speaking lies of his will land him in the fire of Jahannam, he forgot the goal. He lost his akhirat just because of the tongue. So in this riwayat, Hammad bin Zayd says, Rahmatullah alayh, that no businessman will become poor unless he falls into futilities and speaking lies. If lies will be there, then he's depriving himself of the barakah and sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person continues lying, it becomes a habit after that. Then it's easy for him to speak lies. And when a person speaks lies, then ulama explained that the malaika, they run away from that person. Because the stench of his mouth. When a person speaks lies, then there's a stench that emanates. Like how a person keeps fast, he keeps a roza. Then his breath, the smell of his mouth is likened to musk. He's beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the contrary, a person speaks lies, then there's a stench that emanates and comes out. The malaika flee and run away from that person. Then now he's spoken a lie. You lie to your Muslim brother, even be a non-Muslim also. So a person has to keep to his zaban, to his word. What he's told that person, they bring the goods, will take it happily, with a smile, will give you a refund. He comes, then the person wants to scrutinize the item and find faults in it. He doesn't want to take it back. But he lied to him. Number three, false promises. As you mentioned, he makes promises to the people around him that I'll deliver on this date, I'll deliver the goods, I will deliver. No delivery is coming. No delivery is coming. And the one he's supplying, he becomes frustrated. That you said you will deliver, you made a promise, or payment also, that you will pay on certain date. But is that coming through? Is that taking calls? Which has become very common. All these things over here is right now just forcing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to deprive him. Because his yaqeen tawakkul is upon the creation, therefore he will involve himself in these vices and sins. Here our ulama explained also, that based upon a person's iman and yaqeen and tawakkul, if his trust, reliance is upon Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah is a raziq, Allah is a razzaq, Allah is a sustainer, then based upon his iman, they explain that this iman and tawakkul and yaqeen will activate his limbs early part of the morning. His iman will wake him up for tahajjud, his iman will wake him up for fajr salah, because he has yaqeen in this amal. When his yaqeen moves away from this, it's a nazuk masla hai. It's a very sensitive masala of iman yaqeen. When his iman will move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the sustainer, and then it goes to his mal, it goes to his wealth, to his business, and to the creation. And they explain in this way, Muli Ahmad Lassab mentioned that the hukumat and the government, their iman, their trust, their reliance, their yaqeen, conviction is upon power. We have to keep power. We have to keep governance over the people. So they will do this at all costs, whatever it costs them. Whether it be bloodshed, assassination, they will do it. Because iman yaqeen now has turned away from the creator of power to themselves and to the people. So accordingly, whatever person's iman yaqeen is, be a businessman also, that he trusts himself, he believes in himself, like Qarun, Allah Ta'ala sunk him and his wealth into the earth and humiliated him till the day of Qiyamah, because the iman turned away, trust turned away. When the trust will turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen, conviction upon Allah, then these evils will come into his heart. Whether it be futilities will come into his life, futile actions, whether he's speaking lies, whether false promises, there's nine altogether, deception, misappropriation, jealousy, missing salah wa jama'ah, missing gatherings of knowledge, where there are programs taking place, following worldly desires. So when his iman yaqeen will turn away from the sustainer to the creation, then all his vices will come. Now he's depriving himself of barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, we'll continue inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.